why you do it. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, welcome to the Rick Adams Show. I'm your host, Steve Mason, sitting in for Rick tonight, broadcasting from Republic Broadcasting Headquarters. From the People's Republic of Austin, Moscow on the Colorado. I'm here for representing the Texas Minutemen, among other things, and we're going to be talking about the illegal invasion and taking your phone calls. And with me, guest hosting is Fred Marshall, who has been on the front line of this fight against the illegal invasion. He started off fighting the Illegal Alien Service Center, or Day Labor Site, here in Austin, and he's been around the country, including up to Farmingville, fighting against this invasion that we're undergoing. And we'll be taking your calls probably as we go along, and we probably won't be waiting for the second hour, and that number is 1-800-313-9443. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Fred.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Like you said, I've been involved in this for a long time. Really appreciate the opportunity that Mr. Adams gave to us to, you know, report here from Austin, Texas. Right now, sort of ground zero for the illegal alien invasion as they come up the I-35 corridor and spread the along things come with them. Let's see here. First of all, MS Gang 13 seeks to unite nationwide, doing the jobs Americans won't do.
What are you reading that from, Fred?
This is 911 from the CCIR.
California Coalition for Immigration Reform newsletter.
Exactly. Steve, why don't you just a little bit of background on you as well and a little bit more background on us, and we'll just keep moving along here as the conversation moves on. We'll talk about this MS-13 thing.
Well, I've been involved in this illegal invasion thing for a while. I used to be on the other side until I saw what was behind the effort to push this thing. I'm sure people who listen to the show have heard John Clark, who's been a guest frequently, talking about the revolutionary communist agenda and the Reconquista, Mexican supremacist takeover of this thing. And I joined up with an organization called Texans for Fair Immigration, which they
TFFI.
TFFI, that's a local subsidiary of FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform. They got started here in Austin. They actually blocked making Austin a sanctuary city back in the 80s, but that's no longer the case anymore. So we here in Austin are pretty thin on the ground, and we have a fight to fight here.
That's right, absolutely. And we've seen in Houston that they're actually closing down the Illegal Alien Service Center, cutting the funding there. We've been unsuccessful in getting that done here. Steve and I have been to Farmington. We were involved in a couple of lobbying efforts with Numbers USA and Federation for Immigration Reform. So we're coming up on a break right now, and we'll get back to you here in just a second.
Yeah. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right. We're back. This is your substitute host, Steve Mason, and Fred Marshall. Broadcasting from...
beautiful Austin, Texas.
The illegal alien capital of the world. Just some good news before we get to the bad news, and you can start reading from that, Fred. U.S. Border Watch out in Houston has been having protests out at the day labor hangouts, at the convenience stores, and at the those sites where they've had several protests, ICE has been coming along and busting those sites. So there is something that can be done on your local level. That's why I belong to the Texas Minutemen. I have not been able to go down to the border, but in joining forces with other local groups and such, and occasionally going out to Houston, we can affect some kind of change. Now for the bad news, Fred.
The international street gang MS-13 is unifying its violent members across the U.S., including the D.C. area, attempting to strengthen its criminal operation by creating a single organization. Traditionally, the gang consisted of loosely affiliated groups known as cliques. However, law enforcement officials have reported increased coordination of criminal activity among Mara Salvatierra cliques in Atlanta, Dallas, and Los Angeles. Washington, D.C. and New York metropolitan areas, states a confidential letter sent out earlier this month, from the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Illinois, MS-13 is attempting to become a unified criminal enterprise operating under one leadership. Federal law enforcement agents say the gang is adapting tactics used by major Mexican and Colombian drug trafficking groups that has become a gun for hire for many major Central and South American drug trafficking cartels. Indications that previously independent cliques are forming alliances with other MS-13 cliques, as well as other gangs, to facilitate criminal activity further heightens the threat. It would be dangerous to look at MS-13 as just another street gang. DEA agents say the gang's tactics are terroristic. These gang members are some of the most brutal people we've ever encountered, according to DEA and gang major resources of income is narcotics and arms trafficking. Human trafficking and extortion are also becoming lucrative enterprises for them. MS-13, which began as a Los Angeles street gang, is responsible for thousands of killings and mutilations in the U.S., Mexico, and Central America. MS-13 rival gang Mara 18, based in El Salvador, is just as violent and recruited more members internationally, said Patrick Ward, president of the Mid-Atlantic Regional Gang Investigators Network. The letter suggests that MS-13 has an estimated 95,000 members internationally. Members typically are Salvadorian nationals or first-generation Salvadorian Americans. However, many cliques in the U.S. now accept members from Belize, Ecuador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Mexico. There are estimated 20,000 members associated with 125 cliques in the U.S. alone. DEA and FBI officials have located groups in 30 states, plus the District of Columbia. The viciousness of the gang killings on display in the U.S. Army intelligence presentation, which included graphic photos. One photograph shows a Roman numeral 18 carved into, then slashed over, the severed head of a Salvadorian woman suspected of Mira 18 ties. A second photo shows a dismembered baby lying in the brush. They can function as networks, as extensive transnational linkages, the Army presentation stated. Their internal functions include recruiting, logistics, attacks, intelligence, collecting and propaganda, and activities including murders, drugs, extortion, and others. The Salvadorian Policía Nacional Civil recognized MS-13 as organized crime, and they leave death in the wake with hundreds, if not thousands, of killings from El Salvador to the U.S. annually. That's the bad news, Steve.
Finishing the rest of it, Virginia State Senator Kenneth Cuccinelli, Republican from Virginia, advised MS-13 is the largest gang in Northern Virginia and are also growing in Maryland. He stated, quote, "What frustrates me the most is that so many people stand in the way of tough policies against illegal immigration. They either ignore it or don't understand the connection to public safety, security, and the community's well-being." I don't think that they misunderstand the connection. I think they know very well what it is, and I think that these people have their globalist agenda, and they're intent on abolishing and erasing the borders of this country.
Absolutely.
And we know that George Bush, the traitor in the White House, is single-handedly trying to break the back of the Border Patrol.
And he did a good job starting that right down here in Texas as governor.
Right. And
polishing up his ties with Mexico.
Smirking.
His amigo south of the border.
Vicente Fox, yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's – anyway – and how he's breaking the back of the Border Patrol is by prosecuting agents.
Absolutely. The Mexico right now is holding back three witnesses that could testify to exonerate a U.S. Border Patrol officer, Nicholas Corbett, who is accused of second-degree murder in Arizona right now. And those actual witnesses were detained by the U.S. Border Patrol, but somehow were released back to Mexico. And now we can't get them exonerated to testify here in the United States of America.
Right. Sounds like a little bit of obstruction of justice and witness tampering, and it's being done across international boundaries. And I'm sure it's being done at the behest of the White House. It's their policy. Here's an update on Ramos and Compeon. The Border Patrol agents, and I'm not going to call them ex-Border Patrol agents who are rotting in prison because George Bush put them there. Luckily, our Senator Cornyn and Feinstein, I believe it was from California, several weeks ago had hearings into this and wrote a letter to President Bush about he's trying to give these guys clemency. I didn't see Kay Bailey Hutchison in on it, the other Texas senator, and I don't expect that she will be. She seems to be, from what I've seen of her, pretty much wanting to give amnesty or wanting to have this guest worker thing. Mm-hmm. She
goes to the Republican rope, you know.
What's
toe
that?
She's going to toe the party line there.
Yeah.
She's not going to go against Mr. Bushy.
She's wanting to run for governor. But anyway, American Freedom Riders at AmericanFreedomRiders.com hold protests around the country, staggering them every weekend in support of Ramos and Compañón. They usually hold them at the federal building, except here in Austin, we hold them in front of the Capitol. And I want to give a quick rundown of where the protests are being held on the third Saturday of each month. That's tomorrow. And those will be in Pahrump, Nevada, Los Angeles, California, Oklahoma City, Philadelphia, Bergenfield, New Jersey, Danbury, Connecticut, Austin, Kingman, Arizona, Redwood City, California, El Paso, Texas. And the contact information for this can be found at AmericanFreedomRiders.com for your local contacts on that. Now, we haven't got a lot of people coming out here in Austin. The most we got was 13 people. But we've got to come out and stand up for those folks. Those of you who are listening here in the Austin area, come out tomorrow from 11 to 1 and support these people. We'll have the signs. If put aside your whatever it is, recreational activities you have planned for that day. Ramos is still under a 23-hour day lockdown for his own protection, and he's not seeing the light of day. He's losing weight. He's really going stir crazy, going nuts there. It's a terrible, terrible burden on his family. And this has been seen in the news and on Fox and such like that. I'm sure most of our listeners out there are aware of this. And if you live in any of these cities, and I'll read them again, come out and support these guys, even if it's only one or two people. Or go to AmericanFreedomRiders.com. And find out how you can organize in your own area. You don't even need to go there. You can organize yourself and find people who are in favor, you know, of standing up for these guys. And those are going to be again tomorrow: Pahrump, Nevada; Los Angeles, California; Oklahoma City; Philadelphia; Bergenfield, New Jersey; Danbury, Connecticut, and they have a real problem up there in Connecticut, let me tell you, with the illegal invasion. Austin tomorrow from 11 to 1 in front of the Capitol. Kingman, Arizona; Redwood City, California; and El Paso, Texas.
Folks, please show up tomorrow at those disclosed areas. And callers, 1-800-313-9443 is our number tonight. We're broadcasting from Austin, Texas, the capital of Texas and the birthplace of George Bushy's political career before he made his trek to the White House. Now we're inundated by a large amount of illegal aliens who are sneaking into our country and right through Texas every day. And we've been feeling the effects of that right here in Austin with the Illegal Alien Service Center being opened in a small neighborhood and basically making it a criminal hotspot in Austin, Texas. We've had protests to try to close that. We staged a pretty good retaliation towards the city's Gestapo tactics of forcing that down our throats, but it wasn't enough, and we need more folks out there to get into this issue and start seeing how it is part of the globalist agenda to tear down our borders and divide us so that we can be conquered.
Yeah, don't you know, Fred, they just opened up a second one in the city recently, too. The city of Austin had the chutzpah not only to declare itself a sanctuary city, but they actually went and passed a resolution against the Minutemen, calling us a racist vigilante threat to the public safety. And for those people who live in sanctuary cities that have resolutions extolling the great virtues of the illegal invasion, I'm going to read later after the upcoming break a counter-resolution that I read to the Austin City Council back in October. But what you could craft and read to your own clowns on your own city councils to let them know what you think of their flagrantly flouting federal law. and importing these illegals to overcrowd your hospitals and your schools and your neighborhoods and to steal jobs and push down wages. So, 1-800-313-9443.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Show. I'm your host from the Texas Minutemen, Steve Mason, broadcasting from the People's Republic of Austin, Moscow on the Colorado, and that's no exaggeration. 1-800-313-9443 is the call-in number, and we've already got a call. So start taking calls right now, Fred.
Okay, we got Richie from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Good evening.
Hey, Richie, how you doing tonight?
Okay, great. I just want to say before I get into my spiel that your efforts are well appreciated. Keep it up. I think it's great.
Thank you.
Now to get to the bad part, I just think we're going to lose this battle. Let me go on and elaborate a little more. You've just said yourself there's a whole city government that wants them here. Our federal government wants them here. There's a significant amount of Americans who think it's that diversity is wonderful. The current political campaigns for presidents, anyone who's even got this issue as a, to close the borders, they're not even polling. They're not even getting any numbers. Americans don't seem to really care. And the methods or the what would be needed to resolve this, to remove 20 million illegal aliens, is simply not going to happen. So, again, while I appreciate your efforts, I think it's great, I'm coming from a biblical outlook, too. I think that since the worldly fix is in, our government wants this, our God is punishing this nation. And it clearly says it in the scriptures. Well, Deuteronomy 28 says, you're going to be made low in your own land. Strangers are going to hover over you. And this is a nation soaked in sin. And it's just a result of our sinful our way.
Well, yes, and it's also due to our stupidity.
Indeed.
But it's also due to we have to have the backbone. And God helps those who help themselves.
Fred, you're right. But what I was saying is what the draconian methods that would be that would need to get these people out simply aren't going to happen save a revolution.
Well, they're not all necessarily draconian. We can start by just taking away the goodies from the illegal aliens.
Yes, sir, but that's where I get back to the fix is in.
The fix is definitely in, but we've got
which to
stand
up. Which I get
up.
Back to then to correct the fix is going to be nothing less than revolution.
You may be right, but until that point, why should we just sit back on our laurels and say, well, whenever the guns are drawn, I'm going to go get my gun?
We shouldn't, sir. I understand.
In the meantime, we can implement a mandatory electronic worker verification system. There's a whole slew of things that we can start pushing for from our representatives.
The lines are starting to stiffen.
Again, gentlemen, the fix is in. We can talk all day long, Constitution and law. There already are the laws on the books. We already have a law. You can't be in here illegally. So
you're right, sir.
Here we're chasing our tails now. Again, other than a revolution, we lose, gentlemen.
Well, we're losing now.
Yeah.
We're losing the battle right now.
Well, as Terry Anderson says, you know who Terry Anderson is?
Yes.
Yeah, he says, I don't advocate violence, but I do predict it. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And again, not to take away, you guys are heroes, man. And, I'm not out there doing what you're doing, and it's great, but I'm just afraid, other than violent revolution, we lose. Okay. And I'll clear the line to let others get on.
Well, I want to tell those people out there who are feeling hopeless, it is going to take, it's going to take these politicians seeing that we intend to stand up and take this country back. And for now, we have a small window of opportunity to do this thing nonviolently.
Very small.
We better take advantage of it because we certainly don't want to shoot our wad now and go off half-cocked and then have the feds crack down on us. Now, we had a great victory in killing these amnesty bills coming up. And one thing that really helped with that was numbersusa.com.
Yes.
We still are a representative democracy and direct democracy. Republican form of government, and Congress, not this current president, but at least one branch of the government, and hey, one out of three is, well, bad. But
and then you've got like Prop 187, I believe, in California.
Right.
Overwhelmingly voted for by the people, one liberal Marxist judge.
Feltzer was her name.
Boom. There it is.
And it's happened
screw
again.
Screw you, America, California.
That's
so,
right.
Gentlemen, vive la revolution.
And it's happened again here in Texas with Farmers Branch up in Dallas, where the city council there passed ordinances requiring legal status be established before renting, and a federal or district judge came along and squash that, too.
Thanks to the ACLU, and they did it up in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, although the Supreme Court might turn that down. Then we'll have two out of three, and that ain't bad. Now, I want to tell people again, if you got nothing else to do, if you don't want to go down to the border, or you don't have extra money to give, or you don't – like New Orleans, they're using illegals to help in the cleanup there. If you can't do anything to stop that – there is something that people could do from their armchairs, and that is to go to numbersusa.com and register there. You can fax Congress free. They have the faxes in various, different versions that you can preview and even revise.
And edit. Yeah, you can edit them yourself and personalize them and send them.
Send them with the push
computer.
Of a button free.
Right.
And that helped stop this last amnesty push, too.
So, numbersusa.com, numbersusa.com.
numbersusa.com, don't forget that.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Good evening from Austin, Texas. This is Fred Marshall and Steve Mason filling in for Rick Adams tonight. We're carrying on a little conversation here off the air. Steve, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do indeed?
That caller had a good point there that the laws are on the books. Why aren't they enforced? What are we going to do?
Well, we'd better get organized instead of being just a little bits of protoplasm and jelly that are not unified. It's going to take some organizing. We're going to have to pull together.
There's resources out there, though. There's Numbers USA that you can go and log on and click on there and fax all you want to Congress. There's also Texas Minutemen. We're organizing and trying to pull together more people. We're having a protest tomorrow, correct?
Correct, for Ramos and Compeon. That's really an AmericanFreedomWriters.com sort of thing.
And so if we get people to start showing up there, we're going to get some media coverage, and we're going to start rolling this issue right up to the State House.
Los Angeles manages to get several hundred out. Now, those are small numbers, but people see it. And there is a title change occurring
right
now.
Right.
And you know, we want to preserve the Constitution and our Republican form of government. We certainly don't want to call for picking up arms and overthrowing, because that's going to end up destroying the very thing that we're trying to preserve. But on the other hand, we're screwed in the sense that, you know, the laws are on the books and the fixer is in. On the other hand, the people still do have a certain amount of punch and power to use. And it's going the our enemies, who are running scared, by the way. You saw the numbers that they came out in last year on their pro-illegal marches.
Right.
They came out a lot less this time.
Right.
And their numbers, man for man, don't count as much for ours.
No, they don't.
Because they are hearing our voices back in Washington. But I think at some point, since the laws are not being obeyed, we eventually may have to call for civil disobedience. We may have to organize and in some concerted way. What I would like to see is have a new Declaration of Independence read.
Sure.
That came out of the Farmingville Conference.
Absolutely.
Back in 2001, which I wasn't able to find on time.
Yeah.
to bring here. We should have organized readings of those on the county courthouse steps and, you know, announce that we're not going to tolerate this anymore and that we declare the federal government and the administration to be illegitimate.
Mm-hmm.
and such like that. And we're going to have to be able to stand up to this thing. But the feds can come and pick us off. We're divided and conquered. Anybody
right.
who wants to be an income tax resister is going to be put under siege, such as they were up in the Browns in New Hampshire. So we have to keep working on this thing.
Steve, yeah. We've got Joe in Texas.
Take him.
Joe in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Steve. Fred.
How you doing?
How you doing, Fred? How you doing? Great job, a guest host tonight. How you doing,
thanks.
Steve?
I'm doing all right. I got problems, but I'm keeping my nose above water for now.
There you go, brother. Hey, I'm going down to Eagle Pass again tonight, brother.
Oh, cool.
And you know, as well as I do, what's going on with the cartel and that kind of scene, Steve. But I'm beginning to think a lot of them aren't just drug dealers anymore, Steve. You know?
What do you mean?
Well, I think that they're, you know, they got training camps down there, brother.
Oh, yeah, it's called Mexican Army bases.
No, but they're helping some other people, like Chinese and that kind of thing. But
sure enough, it's there's an article on that in this 911 newsletter. Mexican traffickers find more lucrative cargo, Middle Easterners. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, and like, you know, I remember like down there, Steve, by Rio Grande City, Zapata, Texas. And those guys could go across a river with, like, anything. I mean, it's, like, waist deep sometimes. But with all the rain we've had in Texas lately, man, it's, like, you know, it's creating a little problem. But I'm just, you know, nobody's looking at what's – and I know you guys are doing a great job, brother. But nobody's looking at, like, a lot of Middle Easterns and, you know, things like that, man. That are going on down there.
The OTMs, the other than Mexican.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But,
potential terrorist,
you know,
element that has been reported in the news. The definitely not as hot an issue as it was after 9/11, but definitely potential.
Yeah. But when you, like, you know, you go out and I know, like, you when you go out in, like, your tent and you're like on a big ranch, Steve, and you got night vision, and I know you guys do, and you see, man, like these guys carrying weapons, and you can see them plain as daylight, brother. You know, there's something going on, and, you know, I mean, every Border Patrol agent I've talked to, Steve, has been like, you know, they told me, you've got more rights than we do.
That's right.
And that's because of the Second Amendment, because, you know, and I suggest that everybody carry a small little laminated thing of the Declaration of Independence in their wallet, man, because they can't argue that, Steve. They can't argue that, brother. And God bless your work. I'm not, you know, part of the group, brother. I got five buddies. We're ex-veterans, and we go down there and we try to help. We pull people out of the river. It's like, and that's what I want people to know. It's like, we're not, you know, we don't just go down there and we're a bunch of mercs and kill people. We help people out of the river.
That's right.
But at the same time, we see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the American people don't, I don't know, Steve, they don't seem to care, or, you know, or
they don't want to stick their neck out and say something at a party that might not be politically correct.
Well, but Steve, it's like people who like take their own money, like you and me, and you've got an organization that has to like have funds to give pay for your gas, your food, and you go down there and you watch a border, man, and yet our own government is telling, you know, Border Patrol agents are all going to jail, brother.
That's right. That's right.
You know, they're all going to jail.
We've got Nicholas Corbett.
For doing what they're paid to do.
And then they send the witnesses back to Mexico, and then
exactly.
Mexico won't let the witnesses
exactly.
come back up.
Got to take heroes like you, Joe, who are going to move into, you know, to...
Well, like Steve, too, Fred. Man, it's like Johnny Sutton. It's like, that's made... But when your representatives and senators, Fred and Steve, start becoming your enemies, and we got a bunch of American people out there that are just dumbfounded, don't know what's going on.
Yep, somewhat overwhelmed.
And don't care. I mean, and selling our free and selling their freedoms away, like, you know, it's like selling your soul to the devil, brother.
Sure
well,
is.
It
right, Steve? Fred?
Absolutely.
It's like selling your soul to the devil, man. You're going to give up your independence, your freedom, what people, I mean, misfits. Misfits.
I don't see it's how you call
but,
it.
But I mean misfits in a good way, fought for. And realize tyranny and what tyranny is about, and God even talks about tyranny.
Well, that's what we're up against, man. We're going to have tyranny like you wouldn't believe it as long as this continues to happen here in the United States of America.
Huge well, you know, invasion. I see several things, Brother Steve and Brother Fred. I see we got a hurricane coming. We got the stock market playing games.
Yep.
And we got earthquakes. And I see, like, God's getting ready to do something. Man, we go into civil war. People aren't going to be able to handle it, brother.
Well,
most of them won't.
Let's hope that this civil war is brought on gradually enough.
Yeah, exactly.
That enough
exactly.
Americans decide to take their country back. Obviously, since the politicians and the attorneys general, like Sutton, are not playing the game as it should be played, we're going to have to move in and fill in the gap, and hopefully that what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. But we're all going to have to do it, and it's going to,
right.
And I'm
well,
greatly
man,
pleased to see that there's people like you going out there.
Well, Steve, hey, God bless your work, brother, and I'm going down. I wish I could do it more, man. I'm going down to Eagle Pass tonight on some ranches, and I'm up here like north of Uvalde. We had some rain, like Uvalde, Lakey area, man. And but we go down there, brother, and we just, you know, try to do what we can do, man, with our own money.
Well, be safe, man, and God bless you.
Hey, God bless you for what you're doing too, man. But I think that, like, you know, I agree with you. I think it's going to be gradually. I think, like, we don't have to say, quote-unquote, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, children, we're going to war. But I think we need to be real careful who we let through here, man. And but God bless you, man. And, Fred, God bless you, man. And y'all doing a great job,
man. You too,
man.
Joe. You be careful out there, all right?
Yes, sir, man. The rivers are down. I can get across, man.
Fantastic, man.
All right, brother. God
Thanks
bless
a lot,
y'all.
Joe. Call again.
Yes, sir. God bless y'all.
God bless you too, Joe. For people in the Austin area, I want to make a pitch here. If you don't feel like picking up a gun or going down or doing watch or sitting out there at night with your goggles, a good friend of mine named Jimmy Ritter, a.k.a. Pokey, who does a cable access show called The Trailer Park Show, he goes down about once a month to down to the in Laredo area to go along and pick up litter along the Rio Grande there. And that really helps the Border Patrol because they could see, you know, as the litter refills back in where the traffic is. Pokey's been doing this for several years, and this is something that people could go down and do and have a good time while they're doing it and go over to Nuevo Laredo and party if they feel like it. It's really fairly safe there in Nuevo Laredo, actually. They need the tourist dollars. They're really suffering badly down there. And Jimmy's not going this month, but he's an ambassador of goodwill. He's got his Hispanic friend Jesse, who now people of course are trashing as being a traitor to his race because Jesse is now sees that this illegal invasion is starting to cost him and his job, and Pokey's starting to see it too. And people here, workers in Austin and freelance landscapers and truck drivers are going to start finding their living being taken away. But go to the trailerparkshow.com to learn more about this and join Pokey when he goes down to the river to do this sort of thing. He's not directly affiliated with the Minutemen. He does his own thing down there. But, you know, whatever you could do. He rents a van and they go down there and they spend the night in the hotels and everything and then they do a little pickup on the river and they find out what's going on, and I think it's a very valuable thing to do if you can't get out to somebody's private ranch or you're not into the camos and the, you know, that sort of thing. So that's what I have to say about that.
Something else that all of us can do from the comfort of our home. Here in Texas, in the last legislature, we almost had SB 904 get on the floor, but it didn't because of the big Tomcratic hoorah at the end there. But it was a bill similar to what was passed in Oklahoma by a landslide 84-14 vote called the Citizen Protection Act of 2007. Among other provisions, the Taxpayer and Citizen Protection Act of 2007 mandates that all employees in Oklahoma verify the immigration status of all workers using a standardized system and imposes tough state penalties on employees who fail to comply. The law also bars illegal aliens from receiving driver's licenses or other state-issued ID and most taxpayer-funded benefits. This goes back to what I was saying earlier. We don't have to round up the 12 to 40 million illegal aliens that are here. We can just make it less, you know, advantageous for them economically. As one Border Patrol agent said it, their hearts are elsewhere, either Mexico, El Salvador, you know, south of the border, but their stomachs are in America. And so if we can cut off the spigot of cheap benefits and welfare programs, they may find themselves making the decision themselves to turn around and do an about face and go back and take care of business at their own country. And this is a state movement, so the federal government, although it is an outlet, has been less than as speedy as we would have liked it to be. So the state, the local governments, like in Houston with the funding of the day labor site being repealed, things like that are a lot more doable on a local level. And that's what it takes, is it takes people to get together and face this issue head on. Forget about all the threats from, you know, the government's saying that they're, you know, we had people that were working for the city that would not stand up because they were worried about their jobs. And we've had people that neighbors that were like, well, I don't want to have the city come in and audit my business, you know, or basically it's like this Gestapo tactics that I was talking about. And we've just got to stick together and get out there and get enough in the public eye that those kind of tactics don't work.
It's been, the taking away our free speech rights. There's been a lot of that going on, and we cannot be bending over and grabbing our ankles and taking this anymore. Georgia, by the way, has passed a slate of tough laws that are going into effect. So, and we need to work on that in Texas, although we have a very bad governor.
Sure we do. We've also got another caller, Morris from Texas.
Take it.
Morris. Yes, sir.
You're on.
Yes, gentlemen. Yes, our governor in Texas is a Logan Act violator.
Yep.
Who also not only is a Logan Act violator, he...
What's a leatherneck violator?
Logan Act violator. He violated the Logan Act. He went over to the Bilderberg group in Turkey.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, this Security Prosperity Protection Act, this security is for Walmart, so they can build the world's largest Walmart in a neighborhood like they're doing in Austin.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have this law that they passed. It was House Bill 3588, and this law gives the Texas TxDOT the right to quick what they call quick take after the first, after 91 days, they can give a quick take notice and TxDOT can come in and steal our farmer's land or anybody else's
land.
Man,
oh man.
This trans-Texas.
For global corporations.
Right.
This isn't for our country. This is for global corporations. So Centra from Spain or anywhere else, Japan can steal our land.
It's a direct attack on our property rights.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at these, I was looking at this book, The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger of Mexico and Canada by Dr. Jerome Corsi. When you read this book,
yes,
and you see the pictures in there of this Trans-Texas Corridor, and when you read publications like The New American, That Freedom That Shall Not Perish, they have a special report, the North American Union, it's in its third printing. You see how all of these things are going on, and we have this situation where our backyards are washing away, and people are concerned about that, but they don't realize that people's pensions are being leveraged to build these toll roads, which we've already paid for, and it's like a rent-to-own.
Stay on hold, and we'll get back to you after the break.
1-800-313-9443.
Found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Welcome back to the Rick Adams Show. We've got Steve Mason here. My name is Fred Marshall. We're guest hosting the show from the illegal alien-infested stronghold of Austin, Texas. We've got Morris on the air from Texas. Morris.
Yes, sir. You know, I don't want to take a lot of time, but I've watched Steve Mason over the years. I've been with him down to Capitol, and
sure.
and Richard Reeves and I, many other people have gone down and talked at the Campo meetings how they're still in our roads. But basically what's happening is they're leveraging our roads that we've already paid for with our pensions while our backyards are washing down the stream by mismanagement. And the only people that are being protected is Walmart. And it's just like Jerome Corsi says, and it's in his book on page 81, this is a real structure. You can see it on page 81. It has the exact structure of this SSP shadow government. And this is not a myth. It's fact.
Well, you're hitting the nail right on the head. You're tying a whole bunch of stuff in that, boy, we could talk the rest of the night on this.
Right.
Go ahead.
Anyway, on page 95, it shows a picture of the Trans-Texas Corridor, and then it shows the smuggling routes, like one of your previous callers were talking about on page 97 and 96. So it shows the conceptual design. But on page 104, one of the most interesting pictures, and if you really understand what it was talking about, it was about what one of your previous callers were talking about that's going down there right now. This is by design to bankrupt this country is what it's about.
Absolutely. It's fat and dog. We're the last domino to fall in America.
Right. It's abolishing the middle class. It's about no longer is it about law.
No.
It's our policy.
It's also about the underground law, the illegal transactions that are going on below the radar. You know, Jerome Corsi was one of the writers here that I was pulling some of this information from World Network Daily about the Corbett, Border Patrol agent Nicholas Corbett, who actually is being accused of second-degree murder in Cochise County in Arizona. And several of the witnesses that could actually exonerate this brave Border Patrol agent are being held in Mexico, and Mexico is refusing to let them come back to testify. And that's another example of how the governments are using their power to keep even our legal system itself from doing what it was designed to do for the citizens of the United States of America.
And this thing of the toll roads, of course, ties right on in. That's why me and Richard do our cable access TV show focusing strictly on the toll roads. I used to be covering the illegal invasion, but I switched over to the toll roads. And
well, both of them are a way to basically, you know, drive out the current legal system that we have.
They go hand in hand. And, of course, the people in California, the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, out of whose newsletter we've been reading, caught on to the scam of the NAFTA highway or the Trans-Texas Corridor, and were hitting on this thing and continue to hit on it. And they there's a good article here about this upcoming SPP meeting of thieves in the night that's coming up next week. Morris,
I was going to ask you, gentlemen, if you and Steve maybe can got some information about Bobby Dacey's show.
Sure, but sure. Why don't you stay on the line, Morris, and we'll talk after the break. It's going to be about 3.5 minutes, and we'll get back to you. 1-800-313-9443 for the Rick Adams Show here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
With